is this the post office?
Yes, it is.
Yes, I was calling about this new Malcolm X stamp.
Yes.
Well, I was just wondering, whose idea was it to put a militant on a stamp?
I don't know, sir.
Well, I mean, Malcolm X, he advocated violence.
Well, Elvis Presley was a drug addict. It wasn't our choice, okay?
Whose choice was it?
Can I help you?
Yes, I was calling, had some questions about the Malcolm X stamp.
Excuse me?
I mean, Malcolm X advocated the use of violence. I mean, is that the kind of person we want on a postage stamp?
This is not where you call.
Jesus Christ, our postal workers are violent enough.
Sir?
Without a goddamn Malcolm X stamp egging them on.
Would you like another phone number, sir? Because you're calling here and you're discussing matters that we just don't have anything to do with.
You got your mailman driving around with a truck full of Malcolm X stamps, and pretty soon he starts hearing little voices. Kill the white man. Kill the white man.
Sir?
Kill the white man. Next thing you know, he's up on a water tower with a goddamn M16. Hello?
Good morning. May I help you?
Couldn't we have put a less violent black man on a stamp?
About
Malcolm Jamal Warner. I could deal with that. I still wouldn't buy it, but I could deal with it.
I've already heard your story that you do not like the Malcolm X stamp.
But
why do you keep calling us and asking us? Because you already don't like the black militant stamp.
I mean, look, it's not a racial thing. I'm surprised the black people aren't protesting, too. Paying a black man 33 cents to take a letter all the way across the country. It's just another example of the man keeping a brother down.
I have your name, sir.
My name is Joe.
Okay, Joe, you cannot call this office, sir, and argue with us about the stamps that are made, okay?
Look, you don't understand. This stamp is causing me all kinds of problems. I've had to clean out another desk drawer just so I can segregate my stamps.
Joe?
Now, mind you, that drawer is just as good as my other stamp drawer. It's just separate.
Joe?
No mixing of the stamps in my house. Separate, but equal.
Joe, what is your last name?
Look. My wife licked a Malcolm X stamp yesterday. She got jungle fever.
Sir?
Took off with a garbage man. I haven't seen her since. Hello?
Good morning. May I help you?
Look, the last thing we need is a goddamn militant stamp with an agenda.
He was not a militant, okay?
You know, I sent off for a Civil War chess set 12 weeks ago. And my letter had a Malcolm X stamp on it. And you know what?
No.
I never got that chess set. Coincidence?
You are holding up my phone, sir.
I don't think so.
What more do you need from this number?
We need some equal time here. How about a George Wallace stamp? Hello?
May I help you?
Yes, sir. We seem to have been disconnected. Now, look. I got a way to deal with this Malcolm X stamp.
Sir?
I just put a James Earl Ray stamp on the other end of the envelope and let nature take its course.
Joe?
Dead letter office, if you know what I mean. Hello?
Can I help you?
Yes, sir. I put a Marilyn Monroe stamp next to a Malcolm X stamp, and he tried to rape her. Hello?
Good morning, may I help you?
Look, what kind of name is Malcolm X anyway? I mean, there ain't no names that start with X.
Excuse me?
What was he, Malcolm Xylophone? Hello?
Good morning, may I help you?
Look, as far as I'm concerned, Malcolm X stands for Malcolm X-Lax. Because I use that stamp to wipe my ass. Hello?